Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
All right, and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football with Gumbo. My name is Ja, and today we're going to go ahead and talk about wide receiver Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is a really interesting receiver this year. I have him super high up my rankings. I think that he's somebody who's going to be a draft day steal, and he's going to severely outperform his ADP. I want to talk about some of the changes within his offense. The latest change today being that Jahan Dotson was traded to the Eagles. So we'll talk about the impact of that, his new offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, and his new quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Jahan Dotson was traded. He's in Philadelphia now. I think a lot of the rumors are saying that Luke McCaffrey, the Commanders' third-round pick this year, is supposed to kind of fill in for what Jahan Dotson left available. Now, last year, Jahan Dotson didn't have like a terrible year, but it wasn't really great either. Like, he had 49 catches, a little over 500 yards, and he caught about 4 touchdowns. The year prior to that, way better year. 7 touchdowns, around the same yardages. He has some promise to him. I like him a lot as a wide receiver 3 in Philadelphia, actually. Interesting move. He was a first-round pick for Washington a couple years ago. And the last couple of years, he was the competitor to Terry McLaurin in terms of Washington targets. Terry is probably going to have a career year in touchdowns and receptions and receiving yards. Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury do bring a decent amount of change to this offense. Cliff Kingsbury is known as being the leader of the air raid offense. They call it the air raid offense. It's an aggressive, pass-heavy offense, which typically benefits the receivers in it. Guys who have benefited have been DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, who got a big money deal from Jacksonville because of it. In 2020, when D-Hop was traded to Arizona from Houston, D-Hop had over 1,400 yards, 6 touchdowns, 115 catches. I hate to mention it again, but at that point in time, D-Hop's target competition was Christian Kirk, Zach Ertz, and guys like that. Dog, I don't think Terry McLaurin has as much target competition at Washington compared to what DeAndre Hopkins had. Zach Ertz and the rookie Bensonat are battling for tight end reps. Luke McCaffrey, third round pick, is stepping in Jahan Dotson's place. And the third receiver is De'Ami Brown. Terry McLaurin, assuming they don't trade for Brandon Ayuk, which this all changes if that happens. But, yo, Terry McLaurin is set up to be in an aggressive offense with the best quarterback he's ever had, and he has no target competition. We've seen receivers take the jump once they got paired with a good quarterback. Look at Nico Collins in Texas, in Houston. He was cool with Davis Mills, but he became elite with C.J. Stroud. Let's take a look at A.J. Brown. But he became elite when he got next to Jalen Hurts. When wide receivers upgrade at quarterback, they typically get better. Typically. If you've always had Terry McLaurin as just a low-end wide receiver 2, right? Plug-and-play wide receiver 2. Dog, he's in a new offense with a new quarterback with less target competition than he's ever had. Everything about that is a go. Those are all green flags. I have Terry McLaurin this year potentially being not only a top 10 wide receiver, but on the verge of top 5. Jaden Daniels' skill set as a dual threat quarterback is great. Jaden Daniels has a strong arm, great mobility. He's projected to be one of the odds leaders to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. But what Jaden Daniels does is he extends plays and he'll throw the ball deep. And it'll be quality deep targets. He did this for Malik Nabers in LSU. They both ended up going top five. Jaden Daniels went 2. I think Malik went 5. Malik had over 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns, and over 80 catches as a junior in college. And they only play 12 games a year. They're not 17-game seasons. That's crazy. Jaden Daniels will target his ex, and it'll typically be great targets. He's now stepping into an offense that likes to operate in chaos. Kingsbury offense is aggressive, and it's a pass-heavy approach. Jaden Daniels, similar to Kyler Murray, is going to be able to scramble, extend plays, and make deep throws. Man, it's a great year to go get Terry. I know they're going to update his ADP. I would say if you can get Terry in the 4th or 5th round, you're getting max value for him. There's certain guys I just feel safe taking, and I take those guys in the first 3 rounds to build the foundation of my team. But someone like a Terry McLaurin in the 4th or 5th round is what elevates your team. That's what serves as a catalyst. That's what's going to get you out of here. If you get some high-end safe picks, right, get some guys who are just going to perform their jobs, maybe nothing more, nothing less, you can still build a pretty quality team by getting value later in the draft, which sounds obvious when I say it out loud, but I don't know. I think McLaurin's a really, really, really great value in the 4th or 5th round of this year's draft class. I have him projected for, let's see what we got. I got McLaurin projected for 105 catches, 9 touchdowns, and a little over 1,400 yards, about 1,450. So, yeah, his average depth of target is going to increase. So, those catches that were formerly 10 yards are going to turn into 12. If his average depth of target increases, that's going to help his yardage total. Higher quality targets, more catchable targets, likely closer to the end zone more often. Not as many target competitors. Yeah, Doug, I got him as fringe wide receiver 5. He's up there. I got him behind guys like Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb. I'm going to dive more so into some of these players that I have in my top 10 that aren't maybe showcasing themselves in their ADP. But I'm going to continue doing breakdowns on some of these players because I see a lot of great value this draft cycle. A lot of guys who could potentially win you championships, and I kind of want to review a few of them. I might do like a combo show where I do 4, 5, 6 of them just to kind of speed it up and get that out to you before the beginning of the NFL season. My name is Ja. Thanks for tuning in to Fantasy Football with Gumbo. I'll talk to you guys later, and until we meet again, peace.